Well, I mentioned that we are up here at the Otsego Club, home of two golf courses, not one but two, and quite a contrast. You've got the Flatland course, that is the classic, and then look out, because when you do the tribute, you're going to go up and down the hills. Got a par four that's nearly 400 yards that you can drive. I'm serious. Even somebody with warning track power like me got it within, you know.
Within 100.
Chip a book. Stop it. That's Eric Kuhlman, the Otsego golf pro, who was sentenced to play with us yesterday. It was cold out there.
It was cold. I wouldn't call it a sentencing, but it was cold.
Well, once Marcero, Jeff Marcero, our account executive, who's always on the Pure Michigan trip because he arranges it, once he told me how cold he was, I knew I had him.
That's right.
It was all over.
That's right.
Because it's Kirk Gibson taught me this a long time ago. It's a mental game. It's always a mental game. And you know that six-inch course between his ears?
Yes, it's usually one on the first tee and how you set up your wagers.
That's exactly right. The superintendent here is Mike Rosen, who has to deal with issues that, you know, the superintendents back home, when they have a rough winter, they get it once in a while. You get it almost every year and have to battle through that. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. How long have you been up here?
10 years.
10 years now?
Yep.
My goodness. So you've overseen the development of the new tribute course here, which is something really special.
That was established when I got here.
Was it already?
It is.
I didn't realize it was past 10 years old.
Yeah, about 17 years old.
Really? Yep. I didn't even know that. It's something special, though, isn't it?
It is. Every day is something new.
Now, you're doing something new with the classic course, too, aren't you?
Yeah, we're trying to bring it back. We're cutting trees down and opening it back up, going back to the original design and some of those influences.
And why do you do that? Why do you do that? Do you do studies or listen to comments from your players that come here?
Well, the comments, but also, I mean, you can see it's a nice track, and so we're just trying to open it back up. It's kind of like an archaeology dig where cut some trees out, you see things that you haven't seen in years, so we're really excited about that.
I know the truth. You just want all the morels out there. That's the real story, right? That's why you want to get those trees. We've also got the Otsego Club General Manager, John Hatzell, here with us. Good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you.
Thanks for the great hospitality. You're wonderful hosts up here.
Well, glad you enjoyed everything.
And the food last night was unbelievable. My goodness. What's that called? The Duck Blind? Where were we in?
The Duck Blind Grill.
Yeah, Duck Blind Grill. Sorry.
Yep, it's one of the award-winning restaurants in northern Michigan.
Is it really?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
We won the Taste of Gaylord Award this year. We had a group of all the local area restaurants compete, and we won with our calamari and our
can see why. That calamari was unbelievable. What makes it different, though? I mean, why was it different than other calamari?
It's the preparation they do in the back. It's just one of the award-winning things we do up here.
Yeah, and here's the key. The chef, I mean, he is so grizzled and set in his ways after his 21 years or 22 years, I'm sorry, 22 years of living on this planet. He's 22 years old, for heaven's sake.
Yes, he's the youngest executive chef in Michigan, I believe. So, yes, we're very lucky. He's worked his way up from throughout the ranks, and we had an opening, and we gave him the opportunity, and he's just excelling at it. So.
Yeah, he did a great job. His name is Aaron?
Aaron, yes, Aaron
Brennewald.
Brennewald. See, I should have written it down.
Well, it's a long name and it's hard to pronounce. So.
I know. We got so many names, but I'll tell you, the other thing was that the skillet, the chocolate chip cookie,
the
ice
cookie
cream
skillet.
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness.
That's a good way to end the day.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah, it's great.
I felt like I should have a glass of milk with it, though. You know what I mean, Mike? Do you get to go in there and at the duck blind?
They don't let me in. No.
No. It was awesome, I got to tell you. So what's the best part about working up here, Eric, as a golf pro? Because you came from down the Detroit area. You were over at Paint Creek for a while, right down the street from Indianwood, where I play. And
I think the best part of it is this view.
Yeah, how about this?
You look out and you see the ski slopes in the winter, and you can see the fifth green of the tribute from here.
That's at par three, right? Or is that
that was a par four.
Par four?
Par four. It had a little pond short of the green.
Oh, yeah.
And the next hole is the par three.
That's fine. I made par there, I think.
Yeah.
I got a real bad memory that way. I remember pars everywhere.
That's good. Yeah. No, that's all right. That's all right. No, it's been a nice experience for me. It's a little different with two courses, but still good. Working with John, Mike, and Amy, the food and beverage directors, it's been great.
Well, and here's the other thing is people still have this idea that Otsego Club is a private club. It's not. You can get memberships here.
Right.
Welcome.
We welcome members, but during the summer, we are open 100% to the public. In the winter, our ski slopes are private. We do have some affordable memberships available, so we have what we call a test drive membership, which lets you experience the club for an annual fee of $495. Mm-hmm. So it's very affordable and reasonable.
So, Mike Rosen, you take care of the ski slopes, too?
No.
Golf only, and then
golf
go to
only.
Florida and learn more about
that's right.
making grass grow. Well, that's the tough part. I mean, you always come through these cold stretches, but our pro at Indian with Dave Zink, who you know well, Eric, yep. Has always got a saying for that. He says, you know the great thing about grass? It grows.
That's right. It's like our hair.
Well, for some of you, yeah.
Eric, some of us, yeah.
These young guys with hair?
I know.
Yeah. Smart,
I know.
Alex.
I know.
That's okay. You just wait, pal. That's going to come back to haunt
That's
you
right.
someday. Hey, thank you all for your wonderful hospitality. It's great to be up with you again, Eric, John.
Our pleasure. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.